This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, March 9th. You're listening to the College Football Daily. My name is Trey Scott. I'm joined right now by Chris Hummer, national college football reporter for 24/7 Sports. Chris, it wasn't that busy of a news day in the college football world. We have Bob Stoops replacing Urban Meyer on the desk of the Fox News college football operation. And then we had my mic break right before we were supposed to podcast. So I'm on my headphones and the audio is not going to be as great as we're used to here on the College Football Daily, but we'll do our best. And we're going to bring you in right now to talk about EA Sports and the fact that schools are opting out of the NCAA, not the NCAA video game, just the EA Sports college football game. So when I reached out to you about this prompt, I was like, hey, Chris, schools like Tulane, Northwestern, they're saying we're not doing this. Notre Dame, is this a big deal or is this just like lip service because it really doesn't matter?
I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think we've discussed this before that NIL rules are likely going to beat the EA Sports game out of the gates. So we're talking, I think EA Sports has told ESPN 2 to 3 years for this video game to come out. And NIL rules are going to shake out much before that, whether it's the NCAA finally putting together their proposal and passing that legislation internally, or it's outside states kind of forcing their hand, or it's kind of Congress coming in and imposing rules nationally for everybody. Like, we're going to have NIL rules much sooner, in my opinion, at least, than we will have the video game. So this kind of move by Notre Dame is a no-lose proposition, in my opinion. Essentially, these schools, and you notice that there's a commonality there, they're high-minded academic institutions, are saying that we're not going to move forward with this unless our student athletes are compensated. But there's a pretty good chance that they're never going to actually have to face that backlash or lose out with money on the project, because more than likely NIL rules will be in place by the time this video game comes out.
Yeah. So we're expecting video game in like what, 2023?
Yeah. I think according to what ESPN has reported, it's like a 2 to 3 year development cycle is what they're estimating. So yeah, 2022, probably at the earliest, 2023 more likely.
Chris, imagine how big of a backfiring it would be if EA Sports beats, and this would be a travesty for everybody, beats NIL out of the gates. And then you have a world in which like Notre Dame isn't in a college football video game. So isn't getting the profits that it's, you know, selling its logo rights would have gotten. But in addition, you just losing out on an entire generation of people because you're not in the game, but your rivals are.
Well, I think if that happens, the NCAA is going to have much bigger issues than that, because we're essentially going to have 30 different states with 30 different NIL rules. It's going to be pure chaos from a recruiting perspective. There's a lot of great reporting about that out there already, including an article in Sports Illustrated by Ross Dellinger. But yeah, it could be a real mess if NIL rules aren't passed. And I think this particular issue, these video games, will kind of take care of itself in that time period. But if it doesn't, you're right. It's just going to be an absolute disaster.
So these NIL rules, do we know a timeline for them? I saw that the voting on it was pushed back. And likewise, it was the same thing was done for the transfer one-time exception. I don't know, man. Like, we're almost midway through 2021. It feels like it's supposed to be inevitable. We've been talking about this for 2 years now. And I'm just wondering, like, is there any cause for concern? I asked you on to talk about a video game and not what's going on in Congress, but we're pretty sure this is still going to happen, right?
I think there's absolutely cause for concern, just simply because Florida's NIL rule is going into effect in July.
So what does that
12
mean?
12 months ago did not seem like it was that close, but we're what, 3 months away from, essentially 3 to 4 months away from Florida having NIL rules in place. And the NCAA was supposed to have a concrete proposal, I think by January 1st of this year. I don't remember the exact date, but it was somewhere during the winter. They put out like guidelines in, I want to say October. They were supposed to be voted on and adjusted by the Division I Council and kind of the members during the winter. You were supposed to put up suggestions and then amend it later, kind of during the late winter, early spring. What we saw instead was the NCAA kind of punted the football, as they say, and kind of pushed everything back, citing concerns with COVID-19. I don't think when the NCAA was putting this timeline together last spring, they were expecting to deal with massive loss in revenue in a worldwide pandemic, but they've kind of backed themselves in this corner anyway by waiting this long. And now we're kind of on the cusp of states kind of taking this into their own hands. And I think the expectation is Congress will eventually take a look at this too. But according to some great reporting by people, that it won't likely happen until this fall, because unsurprisingly, Congress has bigger legislative priorities right now than taking care of college athletes and college athletes' rights, given that there's a pandemic going on. All of that said, the NCAA still has a little bit of time to bring this forward, given that it's a massive shift in the way the sport operates and the way athletics operates on the college level. It's difficult for me to envision them putting something together in such a short time frame that will satisfy everyone and not cause total chaos regardless. So it's a really sticky situation that affects everything from student athletes to the video games that we hope to play in a couple of years.
Yeah, and we'll get back to the video game, but like Derek King, if he wanted to in August, Chris could make some money on a poster for a car dealership. Is that what you're saying?
According to Florida rules, without any national rules to supersede them and without any legislative kind of mandates from the NCAA that the member institutions agree to, I believe that Derek King would be able to kind of make money off of his NIL starting in August, or I guess in July. I think it's July 31st when it comes into effect. From that perspective, yes, unless I totally misunderstand kind of how the rule's written, that in July and August, like, we could see Derek King capitalizing on it right away. Maybe Emory Jones, Florida's next potential starting quarterback, makes a lot of money himself. Like, there's a lot of possibilities with that for sure.
If EA Sports right now, Chris, said that we're ready to build this game, it would come out with, it would have your logos, your fight songs, your bands, your stadiums, and it would just be generic QB number 10, right? And they are saying that's what they're going to do as well in 2023, but silently they're hoping the NCAA figures this out enough to where they can get to continue our Derek King usage. If Derek King was still in college in 2023, it could say Derek King.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the biggest hurdles with that is when the NCAA put forth its proposals during the fall of last year, we talked about this a little bit on this podcast. Essentially, one of the things the NCAA was hesitant in terms of allowing was group licensing. And group licensing is, in effect, bargaining as a group to negotiate a set rate or a set salary for a certain thing. So for college athletics and the video games, that would mean players' name, image, and likeness appearing in the game at essentially a set rate. So EA Sports didn't have to impractically go bargain with every individual team or player to kind of provide their likeness. But if Congress or any of these states have their way, very few, if any, of their proposed plans or discussed plans restrict group licensing in that way. So unless the NCAA gets its way and that is not allowed to move forward, which seems unlikely at this point, things seem to have been taken out of the NCAA's hands in regards to NIL, more than likely we will have group licensing available for student athletes by the time this game comes out, which would allow EA Sports College Football to have as many athletes in the game as it wants. But there's a lot of things up in the air right now with all of this, but I would guess that in 2023, group licensing will be a thing for college athletes. And this issue of player likeness will not be an issue in these games because players will be compensated for it.
And most of the players want group licensing. Like, Derek King might not, because he could make a lot more money than the left guard if he was allowed to negotiate on his own. But most of the players in college football are not Derek King.
First of all, these guys are on a team. Like, I know everybody wants to get theirs, but it'd be real awkward.
I want mine.
Well, like, it'd be really awkward if Derek King gets paid $10,000 to appear in EA Sports College Football and then his left guard gets paid $10.
No, my man knew what he was doing when he became a left guard, but keep going.
Well, I think he probably ate himself out of the quarterback position without much choice. But we see this in the NFL as well. Like, Russell Wilson does not make more money than his left guard in the NFL when it comes to Madden. It's a different thing when these players appear in ads for the game or appear on the cover. Like, you get compensated extra for that. But like the actual like physical appearance of these players being in the games, like, players are compensated in the same way, and group licensing would provide that in college football. And then Derek King's can get theirs anyway. Like,
yeah,
Derek King's can get theirs in advertisements locally and nationally in a way that the left guard could not.
And we're not thinking it's going to be much money, right? Like, a few hundred tops. There's no way EA Sports can cut $1,000 check for every single college football player.
Yeah, it won't be much. I'm trying to remember. I did a story on this a couple of years ago, and when players received checks after Ed O'Bannon's kind of won his lawsuit, I believe they ranged anywhere from like $40 to like $300. No, I think in the upper hundreds, essentially based on how long you were in college and how many games you appeared in. But I would say no more than a couple hundred dollars per player on average, for sure.
That's not bad money if you're a college kid.
No. And plus, it's dope as hell to just be in your own freaking video game. Like,
yeah, I would pay for that. Yeah.
Yeah. I talked to Denard Robinson, and like, he was on the cover of the last NCAA football game. And he was just like, I wanted to be in a video game. The cover was a bonus. I would have done it for free. And like, I feel like a lot of 18 to 22 year olds probably feel the same way. Like, I'm 28 at this point, and I still play video games pretty much every day. And that generation certainly does. So they're just going to want to be in the game, and any money they earn on top of that through group licensing is kind of a bonus.
Well, we'll let you get back to playing the games. I'm terrified that my audio quality, I'm watching the audio bars on GarageBand, and it's getting pretty wonky. So I'm
you sound 800 times better than you did when we first started, like
on our first run.
Yeah. You're softer than normal, but you can understand every word. So
yeah, hopefully it's, I am a little softer than normal. I hope I didn't bore anyone. You did a great job, Chris Hummer, bringing the info as always. Lance Glenn, our producer. Sorry about this audio, pal. My name is Trey Scott, and we'll be back on Wednesday for what's hopefully a better sounding episode of the College Football Daily.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.